It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly. A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's why.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. Thank you for tuning in today. We've been discussing the last few weeks abortions, breast cancer, things like that, and we've seen a woman's perspective on it. But today we're going to be speaking to Pastor Sanchez from Pro-Life Joe's and get a male's point of view on the whole abortion issue. So make sure you keep it locked right here to the Amber May Show.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back.
With the rapid pace of technology advancements, purchasing computers or networking your business's workstations can become confusing and frustrating. Let LPGA Technology Control help provide answers to all your computer-related needs. Whether you have one computer or a 50 workstation network, we can help plot a course to make the best use of your investment. LPGA Technology Control provides consulting, installation, and upgrade products and services for systems of all sizes. Visit us on the web at www.lpga.net or give us a call at 623-873-8888. That's 623-873-8888.
Next time you need someone to work on your home, repair your car, or fix your teeth, check Angie's List first. Join Angie's List and use promo code AMBER for 25% off your membership. Don't end up with a lousy service experience due to limited information. At Angie's List, you'll find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. Let Angie's List take away the guesswork. Find the service provider your neighbor gave the highest rating. Gain access to thousands of reviews on local service providers for home improvements, auto repairs, accounting, animal care, health care, and even weddings. You can also share your experience on Angie's List, too. Use Angie's List for ratings, reviews, and sometimes revenge. Join AngiesList.com and use promo code AMBER for 25% off.
Paul Lorenz Farmers Insurance Agency. We're your one-stop solution to quality insurance. We offer personalized coverage for your home, auto, life, and business needs. Let the office of Paul Lorenz Farmers Insurance help you get back to where you belong. We offer life insurance and universal life plans to protect your family. We're here for your financial needs while offering IRA tax-sheltered annuities, too. Let us protect your insurance needs along with bringing you peace of mind. Let us insure your future. Paul Lorenz Farmers Insurance. Call 623-925-9411. 623-925-9411.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday.
Time to do the drawing to see who will win a birthday gift. So we'll do a drawing now to see who will win the gift. I'm going to pick a name out of this hat. Let's see who it is. Congratulations, Diana Lee. You won a birthday gift. And this birthday wish goes out to Jeff Harvey. Jeff's turning 23 this year, so happy birthday, Jeff. You can contact me by going to my website at theamblemayshow.podbean.com. Birthday Wishes has been sponsored by My Best Friend's Cards and Gifts, located at 51st Avenue and Cactus in the Albertson Shopping Plaza. If you need a gift or a card, stop on by. Right now you can receive 50% off on all cards for any occasion, all thanks to My Best Friend's Cards and Gifts.
This is the Amber May Show.
Welcome back to the Amber May Show, and we have been discussing abortion, breast cancer, things like that. And I want to focus today's program on men because men, I think, are the silent
factor in the whole abortion issue. It takes two to create a baby, yet the men really don't get a say-so. And I have Pastor Pablo Sanchez, a founder of Pro-Life Joe's, and he's going to be speaking to us today about a male's perspective on abortion and about his ministry. Welcome, Pastor Pablo, to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
I guess I'd like to start out with having you tell us about your ministry.
Well, I started it in 2005. I felt there was an insufficient venue for men to speak out and to receive information about the abortion issues and the issues that are facing our country at this time. I was doing some work as a researcher for my sister Eve Sanchez Silver, and I just felt this might be the answer, so I talked it over with my sister, and she said, that's great, there's nothing like that out there. So we've had over a million visitors in the past 2 years. There are definitely people looking at our site and getting information and sending me emails, and it's just working out. It's God's will.
Perfect. Now, let's talk about this. Okay, when my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've gathered by talking to the male population, is they have an innate nature to want to protect. And
that's right.
If they know that they have a baby, they just impregnated a woman, and the discussion of abortion comes out, and some women, you know, will listen to their partner, but some women are like, it's my body, I'm going to do what I want. That's what the media tells us. What is that doing to a man's psyche and emotionally? What is that doing to him?
Well, emotionally, it's taking away his base instinct to survive, to continue the race of man. A man's need is to protect. And when a woman decides to have an abortion counter to what her lover or husband or boyfriend feels, she is denying him that right. I think most men respond the same way. Just incredibly broken up by the decision of a woman to take this kind of action. Sure, you'll have the men out there who make babies and don't care, and they suggest abortions, but that's a very small population.
According to the media, they make it portray like it's most men. So is that basically a lie then?
That's basically a lie.
Okay. Most men want to have their children when they find out. So when a woman tells them that they're pregnant, most men are maybe not at first, maybe if it's not in the right time, maybe they're like, oh my gosh. But then after they get over the initial, oh my gosh, I would imagine that would be some excitement. Like for me as a female, when I found out I was pregnant, I was like, wow, you know, I was so excited. So, and then if a woman says, I'm going to take that away from you, that has to be a devastating reaction for a guy he's excited, he just has a baby, he wants to protect it, and this woman that he supposedly loves is saying, I want to kill it?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. In my own case, in my own history, right after I got out of the Marine Corps, I met and fell in love with a woman in Dallas, Texas, and we got pregnant, and we were very excited about it. And I was happy to be approaching that second step in my life where I would become a father, you know, where I would take on the responsibility of being a dad and raising a child in this world. And she told me she was going to go visit her mom for a couple of weeks, and she took off, and when she came back, she told me that she'd had an abortion. And I was devastated. I was completely devastated by the act. I then told her that what she was doing was she was destroying a life. You know, that she wasn't just killing a baby, but she was destroying our future by doing this act. You know, it's not our place to decide who lives and who dies.
Right.
And for a woman to arbitrarily decide that she wants to go ahead and have an abortion, she's killing a child.
Right. And God said in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not murder.
Thou shalt not murder. That is absolutely correct. So I was devastated by it, and it eventually led to our breaking up. And I've met and talked to a lot of men since then who have found themselves in the same place, who were eager to take on the responsibility, and yet, because women nowadays use abortion as a birth control without realizing the devastation of that act, they're destroying our sense of being. They're destroying our futures. They're destroying, who knows how many ministers, politicians, composers, scientists have been destroyed by this act.
Right, because we don't know what those children would have become if they had the chance to grow up. You're absolutely right when you tell us that these women take away the future of not just that family, but also for the world in general, because each person is born with a purpose. And God says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." So he gives us a plan and a purpose with everyone he creates. And when we arbitrarily murder that baby, we already destroyed a plan that God had for that child. And that person could have actually gone on to bring others to the Lord.
Absolutely. Amber, you're absolutely correct. That's exactly what we're left with after the dust settles. The fact that we don't know what we've destroyed,
right,
other than the fact that we do know scientifically that we've destroyed a life.
Right. And not only that, but as we talked with Eve Silver, we talked that it destroys your uterus. We talked about it increases your breast cancer risk. So only are you destroying a child's life, but you're destroying your own. And so this pro-life, this pro-choice movement doesn't sound really that great, because it sounds like what you're choosing is death either way. Death for the mom, death for more children, death for that child, because once you destroy your uterus, you can't have any more babies. That's it. So God set up what we were discussing was God set up a way for a woman to be pregnant but protect herself from disease and things like that. By going through the abortion, that's what we already destroyed. So the pro-choice just is like, should be entitled pro-death.
Oh, it should be.
That's what
I mean, as far as choice is concerned, I'm glad that I have the choice to choose life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that in this country it's not mandatory that we only have one child per family or
right.
two children per family, and that's it, and that they destroy the rest. We have a choice to make, and that choice should be life.
Right.
So the idea of choice is a bad nomer. It's a bad name
right.
for something which stands for death, essentially.
Right. So you were sharing your personal testimony with us, and so it's been years later since that incident occurred. Now, how has that affected your life since that moment?
I have two children now in their late 20s, and although I love and appreciate my children, I still have a sense of loss that I visit every December, because that's when it happened for Ezekiel. That was my son who was aborted, and that's what I named him, Ezekiel. And I talk to him occasionally when I find myself in a situation where I'm counseling a father or I'm counseling a young man who has found himself in a situation where he's going to become a parent. In the evenings when I find myself alone, I talk to him and I ask him to forgive me for not having the strength and the wisdom to prevent his loss. And that's been going on now since the late 1970s, because this was over 35 years ago that this occurred in my life. And I don't forget it. When I say my prayers, I mention him in my prayers every day, as well as my two children. And he's still an active part of my life, even though he's not here to share it with me.
I bet you he's going to be one of the first people that greet you in heaven when you arrive.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be waiting for me.
So when a guy comes up to you, what are some of the things that they're going through? If you could share with us and give us, especially us women, some insight on men, because the media seems to tell us that men don't have feelings. You can do whatever you want to them because they're like almost like a machine. Everywhere you go, like if it's music, TV, or whatever, they make guys look stupid. They make guys look like they're heartless. They make guys look like they don't have emotion. So if you can share with us that part, I think it would be a pretty eye-opening experience, because men don't have a platform on this issue, and that's really sad.
Well, the men who come to me, who write to me, and who visit me and call me, are looking for answers because of this tremendous loss that they've suffered in their lives. This loss permeates them. It begins to change the way they think. It begins to change the way they pursue the sexual act itself with their wives. It's not a happy place to be for a man. For the media to say that most men are stupid and most men don't care about abortion and most men are for abortion because they want the freedom to continue to have other babies and kill them as well is nonsense. And to be honest with you, the last thing I trust nowadays is the media, the way they've been hiding the fact that there is a large percentage of this country who is pro-life. And they don't talk very much about that. What they do talk about is pro-choice.
That's all they talk about.
Yes.
So when they're coming to you, what are some of the grieving processes, or what are some of the questions that a man might have? Because if a man's listening right now, I'd like to give him a chance to hear some answers that he might have, or questions answered that he might have.
Well, if a man is responsible for an abortion and later changes his mind about the whole act, he should be thankful and ask God to forgive him for his act, to thank him for that forgiveness that has already been received. There is hope. There is hope. You can never bring a baby back to life, but you can change your future. You can discuss this with your partner. You can reach out to try to emotionally show your partner what it is that you're feeling before the act ever happens. There's a lot of things that we can try to do to help a woman change her mind for life. Most cases that I've dealt with in the past wind up separating. They wind up leaving each other because the man never gets over the fact that the woman made a choice to have an abortion, and he never quite learns how to forgive her for that, especially if he had nothing to do with it and it was unsanctioned. There's a lot of help in prayer. You know, there's a lot of men ask, well, what do I say to God? You know, and as I mentioned a moment ago, I say that you should thank God for the forgiveness that you've already received. You know, we don't always have the right answers, Amber. Mm-hmm. We don't always know what to do. This is a very, very difficult place in a man's life and in a woman's life as well. But unfortunately, media is driving the abortion industry. Our politicians are driving the abortion industry. Just imagine if the American woman who met the Kenyan man had decided to have an abortion, Obama never would have been born.
Right.
You know, and here he is promoting abortion.
Right.
Here he is bringing in all these pro-choice people into his cabinet who are dooming us.
Right.
Essentially, they're dooming us. Just imagine if she had said, no, I'm just going to have an abortion because I got sex by this Kenyan man in a moment of lust and I don't want to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Where would we be now?
Exactly.
Where would Obama be?
It's hard for me to believe he would be so pro-abortion, and it bothers me. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Pablo Sanchez. He's the founder of Pro Life Joes, and his focus on his ministry is reaching out to men who have dealt with abortion, either had an active role in agreeing to it, or if a woman just decided this is my right and I'm going to just take it. And he works with these people on a regular basis and he helps them through it. And one scripture that really comes to mind, and I'd like to see your viewpoint on it. I believe it's 2 Samuel, and David is grieving over his child because he's really sick, the child with Bathsheba.
Yeah.
And he's pleading to God to please heal the child and that pleading with him not to die. And then the people around him were really worried about him because he was so devastated and he wouldn't eat and he wouldn't have entertainment. And they just weren't sure what to make of it if the child did die. But then the child dies and David washes himself enters the court with like composure, and they're like, what's going on? And he says, and of course I'm paraphrasing everything, he tells mm-hmm. them, that child cannot come to me, but someday I can go to that child. So if there's a father out there, or was going to be a father out there, I want you to at least have this, that if you have a relationship with Christ, someday you're going to be able to see that child. So the thing that's really interesting about that story is we hear nothing about Bathsheba, what she was going through. She was right. The mother. She was the one who gave birth. She was the one that carried it. We're hearing from the father's perspective. I'd like to hear your input on that whole story.
The suffering was his. The suffering for the sickness and the health of the child was his. Not only was he reaching out by his actions to others that would find themselves in his place, but he was begging the world to listen, begging the world to see his pain, begging the world to see his ministry, essentially. There's so much in 1 Samuel that drives me through David. And I think what you're saying is so absolutely true, and what you're saying is so profound, that the people that were concerned with David's health and concerned with David's thinking, he spoke to them. And he told them what was right and what was wrong.
Absolutely. And I know he spoke to me because I had a miscarriage. And that right there made me feel so comforted knowing that my child's with God and God's the best caretaker I could ever have for a child. And so it makes me feel so, when I read that, so comforted to know that someday I'm going to be seeing my child again because of unfortunately, the grief that David went through. I got some comfort out of that, knowing that I could kind of relate to some of the pain he was going through. The sad thing about his is his child was born and it was suffering and there was nothing he could do. He was powerless. Mine, I just miscarried it, but we still had some bond there because we were both grieving over a child that was lost.
Absolutely.
And that gave me so much comfort. And if there's a man out there right now that is hurting, I would just highly recommend, if you've never opened the Bible, open to 1 and 2 Samuel. And it gives a great illustration from start to finish. And we see how he was just a lonely shepherd boy and he became a great king. And his whole life, and there's so much to learn from that story. And as a man, I would imagine you might be able to take away more than maybe I could, because man to man, you could relate to some of the things he was going through. So any comments on David?
David was a king. Yes, he was. And he was very powerful. But he was very wise. He was very wise in the way that he acted, and he made some mistakes. He wasn't perfect. You know, nobody's perfect in this world. And a lot of people that I talk to say, yeah, well, David did this and David did that, and, you know, David wasn't perfect.
Mm-mm.
But he was wise.
Mm-hmm.
And he was blessed. He was put here as an example of what a king is supposed to be about.
Mm-hmm.
What a man supposed to be about. If there's anybody out there listening that has a question in their mind, they need to go to 1 and 2 Samuel and just briefly read the story of David and see if they don't get the same input from it that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has given me strength and wisdom in my life and character.
But just like you were saying about all the lessons you're going to learn, you went through something really difficult when you lost your child.
Yes.
But what God promises is what people mean for evil, what the devil means for evil, he's going to turn around for the good. And you were given an opportunity to reach into a heart of a man and understand the pain he's going through on a level I could never really minister to him like you can. Pastor, can you give us your contact information, your website, things like that?
Yes, I can. The website is ProLifeJoes.com, one word, and they can leave me a message on the website. It says contact us. It has a link for it, And I would be glad to respond to anyone who contacts us.
And I want to leave my listening audience with this thought. God forgives sin. That's why he sent his son on the cross, because he knew each of us would make a mistake. He knew none of us were perfect. And God sent his only son to die for us as an atonement, because God said the wages of sin is death. The cost of sin is death. So he sent everything he could, and he poured it out on his own son and took care of the issue once and for all. So I want to leave you with this message. If you're carrying a burden, you don't have to carry it anymore. If you're suffering because you don't feel good enough, you feel guilty, you don't have to feel that anymore, because Christ took care of the problem.
That's right.
All you have to do is go to God. He says,
Amen.
My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And cast
That's
your cares
right.
upon him. And he wants to forgive you today. And he wants to let you know, if you've gone through this already, that your child is with him. And he would like you to be reunited someday. But you have to go through his son, Christ. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
And the light.
No one comes to the Father except through me. That's the only way. So if you want to be reunited with your family in heaven, ask you today, talk to Christ. Get in touch
Amen.
With Pastor Pablo Sanchez at ProLifeJoes.com. And thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
These days, protecting your identity is crucial. That's why you should choose LifeLock. It is a great way to protect yourself, and you can save 10% off at LifeLock.com when you use the code AMBER10 at checkout. If you are in the market for shoes or apparel, check out EastBay.com and save 15% off your order when you use the code AFAMBER1 at checkout. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER1 at checkout. Or 20% off $75 or more when you use the code AFAMBER2 at checkout. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER2, again at checkout.